Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Living Room Theater is a boutique equity company of New York professionals entering its seventh season. They concentrate on classics, Chekhov, Shaw, Strindberg, and new plays as well, done in intimate settings. The company looks to explore material deeply before presenting it to the public. This summer, they're presenting the U.S. premiere of Lucy Caldwell's Irish adaptation of Chekhov's The Three Sisters, set in Belfast in the 1990s at the end of the Troubles. It's directed by Christopher McCann. Performances run from August 2nd through the 18th on the grounds of the historic Park McCullough House in North Bennington, Vermont. To tell us more, we welcome Randolyn Zinn, the founder and artistic director, Alan McCullough, founder and co-artistic director, and Chris McCann, director of Three Sisters and a founding member as well. It's wonderful to have the trio before us. Thank you very much.
Wonderful
to be here.
You did that very, very well.
Well, thank you very much. So, Randolyn, we'll begin with you. This is, give us a little bit about the origin story of this company. I talked about it in the introduction, but how you decided to come to Vermont and make this your place.
Well, Alan, my husband, is from North Bennington.
Yes.
And we have a country house on the estate, adjacent to the estate of Park McCullough. We live in New York. We're in the theater for our 25th wedding anniversary. We decided it would be more fun to do a play than have a party. So we invited our actor friends up and we did The Seagull, basically in our garden and the living room of our house. And we could have 20 people a night, basically.
And it was spectacular. And it turned into a party anyway.
Yes. And, the first act of the play was done in what we euphemistically, well, maybe not euphemistically, called a martini hut. And we have, there are these horses, these beautiful American cream standard horses that live in the pasture just beyond. We had very little rehearsal time, didn't know what we were doing, but it didn't matter because as soon as the audience came in towards the martini hut to take their seats, the horses advanced.
Across
the field, and all the burden of not knowing what we were doing with the play was relieved because the audience could look at the horses.
That's right. They could graze the horse. And were the horses watching the show?
They did.
They would
come up to the fence, and they watched us the first two nights, and then they realized they'd seen it before, and they stopped coming.
I want you to see Chekhov. Come on. Get something else.
So the horses asked us to come back, and we've been back.
Yeah. You've been back, and this is now
seven years.
So in this, so what brought you around to The Three Sisters and this particular adaptation of it?
Well, we started, as Randolyn said, with the Seagull and moved on to Uncle Vanya, which we loved, and then Cherry Orchard. At that point, we thought very long and hard about Three Sisters, but it's a big, big, big play in terms of numbers of people, cast, et cetera. And so we sort of put it away for a while. And it's always been in the back of our minds. Living Room Theater has wanted to do it. And this year, Randolyn came across this Irish version, which is really quite spectacular. And she picked it up. She found it I'm not quite sure how. We found a copy. She read it. I asked her, what did she think? She wouldn't tell me. She handed it to me and said, you read it and you tell me what you think. And I absolutely adored it. It's a fantastic, it breathes a huge breath of fresh air into a masterpiece. I mean, the play is spectacular anyway, and it brings it fully alive in a new way, in a contemporary way, while really using the bones of the Chekhov in a great way.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do adaptations of Chekhov.
Sure.
And they're not always too, in my opinion, successful. But this one is very special.
It changes the context from, the late 19th century into 1990s in Belfast, where the Troubles are happening, and you have a surround. The people in the play are surrounded by this world, but within that surround, they are basically, as in the Chekhov, trying to lead their normal lives with the expectations and hopes that people have for their lives, and coming to the realization that those expectations may not be fulfilled.
Yeah.
So for you, Chris, in directing this production, what are the challenges that it brings?
Oh, there are big challenges.
Besides the horses.
Well, if we could get the horses into the carriage barn.
Oh, there you go.
But the carriage barn, I mean, one of the exciting things for me, because we've done, you know, we've done the plays up on the estate, both indoors and outdoors. And when we're indoors, we're inside what is the carriage barn, which is this beautiful
1865
building that with different rooms and challenges. And what I wanted to do was to try to use the carriage barn in what I refer to as a naked way, that the audience would have a different relationship with the barn than they've had before. And to let the carriage barn speak as the home of the people who live there, rather than as a set piece in which we act a scene or an act in front of a part of the barn. But the whole barn would become the home. And it's proved to be a challenge. I mean, it's exciting, but it's proved to be a big challenge. I mean, we're learning that if I leave the carriage barn naked, the carriage barn acoustically is very alive. Mm. And sound is just bouncing all over the rooms, and we're trying to, you know, to ameliorate that. And
the carriage barn at Park McCullough isn't, when you think of the word barn, you think of a place where hay is stored. This right. is a Gilded Age barn.
Carriage house.
It, you know, yes. it is wood ceiling. It's, what would you say? It's like maple? Maple wainscoting.
It's beautiful.
It's extraordinarily beautiful.
It's really a different, it's not place. Rustic at all.
Yeah.
And our audience, which is very loyal, and they've come back year on year, they have a relationship with the barn. They come partially because they want to be in the barn. Mm. And it was to give them a chance to experience the barn in a different way and let the play live inside the barn.
And I should also say, in all of the checkups that we've done at Living Room Theater, we have we've staged his scenes written for the outdoors, and we've had that luxury. This play and Three Sisters, unfortunately, he wrote the last act. Act four is outdoors, and that was one of the reasons we never got around to doing Three Sisters, because if you start at 7:30, it's dark by act four, and we worked long and hard this year to figure out how to make that work outdoors.
Act four outdoors, so we rolled up some cars on the
turned
side
on
of the
headlights
barn
out.
And turned on the headlights and said, "No, that's not quite going to make it."
but our audience is going to move three different times within the barn, and we will create three very distinct and different kinds of playing spaces. Four.
So, I mean, the space is one of the most beautiful I've seen. I live not far from it, and it's a place I've been to many, many times. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous spot. So is there what's the family connection?
The family connection is pretty direct. My father, John McCullough, who was the second John, gave away what I call the big house, the Park McCullough House. He donated it to the association, which was a group of people who wanted to figure out what to do with it. It had been built by his great-grandfather, Trenor yeah. Park.
In, what was it, like 1860?
1860. The house was built in 64 in 18 months at the right. end of the Civil War. I don't know how they did it. It was incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
And so the idea of this living room theater is really to bring people into a very intimate space. I mean,
yes.
you were talking about 20 originally. So what's your audience now?
50 to 60. That's why everyone has to make a reservation in advance.
Yeah. We think we're going to be able to squeeze 50 into this, but the way we're moving people around in the barn complicates our seating. But that's, you know, that's the price we pay for how we want to do it.
And
yeah.
audiences like it intimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the salient advantages of what we do.
And for some reason, they seem to like to move around, too.
So you move around during the...
Between acts. There are four acts in the play, and we move, you know, between each act, there's a move.
I'm
yeah,
sorry,
basically.
Ma'am Sonia has to come through. Will you please?
You're not far wrong.
And there's, really, and then there's an intermission between the second and third act, and we have to allow for people to somehow, while we're moving lots of furniture, to get to the bathrooms and hopefully enjoy their 10 minutes of intermission.
Yeah.
So I mentioned in the introduction that this idea of bringing of the people that you bring up to do this. Talk a little bit about the company and the people that you that you bring in to.
We have wonderful actors, and they've all worked at major American theaters, and in film and television. The core group is from Circle in the Square. A lot of them. Mm-hmm. I teach there. Alan graduated from Circle.
This is a professional training school in New York associated with the Broadway House.
Right.
Yeah. In this show, seven alums. Well, six alums and one current student are in this production. And then we hold auditions also in New York.
And we've been bringing in a bunch of new people that we have known, have wanted to work with over the years, who haven't been able to, you know, we haven't been able to get.
Chris teaches at SUNY Purchase, and so Una Roach is a graduate of the conservatory program there, and she's in this show. She was also in Circle Mirror.
So let's talk in the few minutes that we have left. Let's talk about the process, which is one of the missions of this company was to explore work very deeply. So, as director in this particular production, how have you gone about that?
Well, I've taken a cue from Randolin. We start with meals. You know, if you bring together people,
martinis.
Yes.
Meals, martinis.
Meals, martinis, and open up, you know, a little social circle to allow people to feel comfortable with themselves. And it's somehow, you know, working up here on the estate and living in the house, we're all together all the time. And the play is in a very real way being rehearsed when we're having dinner or when we're sitting down after dinner or, you know, playing a chess game. People are playing games like Dictionary with each other and Scrabble, that there is an opening of each of us to each other that allows us, when we actually rehearse the play, when we're on our feet, a certain kind of intimacy that opens it up to the play.
And that's palpable to the audience. We've been told that this intimacy that we have as people living and working together is palpable to the audience. They feel the connection between everyone.
And as a professional actor, and Chris has certainly felt this as well, and Randolin knows this, when you go to a traditional, you know, regional job, you go to rehearsal from 10 to 6 and then you go home, and you don't get the time unless you make the time with your castmates even to get to know each other. And this company has been able to build an enormous intimacy between ourselves, and that we have many returning members year on year at Living Room Theater. It really helps us to create a shorthand by which we can work much more efficiently and effectively.
Plus, there's no staff.
And there's no staff.
So we all have to pitch in.
Sure. But what are the conversations like when you're talking about the work? When you're talking about the Three Sisters, this particular version, which takes place in the 90s?
For me, I mean, you know, one of the words that I have used continually from the beginning of this process is naked, is that we want... it doesn't want to be a performative. I don't want to see performances. I want I don't want the audience to come in and see performances. I want them to come in and experience just a very simple, pure revealing of the play. And the word that I use with the actors and the enormous staff that we don't have is that, and it's kind of how I responded to The Barn, that I wanted it to be just a simple, pure, naked response to the play, so that when you come in and you're speaking, you're just having a conversation with somebody. You're not making a huge point, which is can often be a response to any play.
And I think the other important thing that I learned as a director directing the other Chekhov plays that we've done is the importance of humor.
Yeah.
And this is very important in Lucy's play. She's made a point of providing context for humor. Chekhov wrote very funny plays.
He called them comedies.
Yeah.
And oftentimes you see them and
they're sad.
Not comedies.
They're sad. Ours are usually very funny, but then that accumulates into the tragic circumstances.
Living Room Theater is performing Chekhov's The Three Sisters. It's Lucy Caldwell's Irish adaptation of Chekhov's The Three Sisters. It takes place August 2nd through the 18th, as Randolyn mentioned that you should get reservations. You can do that by going to the website, LRTVT. That's Living Room Theater Vermont. It took me a few minutes to figure that out, probably longer than it should have. LRTVT.org. That link will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. My thanks to Randolyn. Also thanks to Alan and Chris. A pleasure.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.